East Coast Radio.
Hey, you're listening to Danny Gazzelli on KZN's number one. It's East Coast Radio. Man, oh man, what a time to be alive, because you and I are about to get to know someone very special. So get comfy, right? Relax. Tell the kids to quieten down, because we're about to get to know Catherine Kelly Lang, aka Brooke Logan from The Bold and The Beautiful. Catherine, thank you so much for your time. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you. How are you?
I'm so good. All the better for speaking to you. Now, Catherine, please join me on this journey quickly, all right? There I was many, many years ago. I was 7 years old, sat on the couch with my mom and my aunt while they had wine, and we had a date, Catherine, every night at 6 p.m. watching The Bold and The Beautiful. And then many, many years later, after watching you, here I am talking to someone I've looked up to my whole life. I want to know from you, who is that one person for you that you've watched for years, idolized maybe, and got to meet or maybe haven't met yet?
That's funny. That's very nice of you to say that. It's really it's very exciting for me to be here, and so many people have grown up watching the show. But I have a similar situation with watching all of Robert De Niro's movies, because he's always been my favorite actor. And one evening I had the pleasure to meet him, and I was starstruck, in awe.
What's he like as a guy? Is he humble, down to earth?
Yeah, he was very normal, very humble, very down to earth, and very kind. And him and his girlfriend, they'd wake up every morning and they'd watch the show, because in America, you know, the show's on at 12:30 in the afternoon. So that's what they told me, and I was so excited about it.
And how did it make you feel knowing that your hero loves your show?
Well, I couldn't believe it. And then I thought, well, I guess a lot of people do watch the show and love the show, especially if Robert De Niro is enjoying it so much.
Amazing. Now, Catherine, your family, I mean, they're majorly talented. Huh? I mean, your dad, Olympic long jump skier. Your mom, Judy, was an actress. Your granddad, an Academy Award-winning cinematographer. Do you think this is the reason that you're so grounded and so humble? Was it because of your upbringing?
Well, it was definitely, I had a lot of things going on. You know, I grew up with a lot of the athletics, with my dad being in the Olympics, and I grew up in the entertainment business. And to me, it was just normal. You know, it was something that we did. We did commercials as children, and we did family commercials together sometimes. And it was just kind of the norm. And I grew up understanding how it all works, and just kind of continued with it and became an actress. And the story goes on, you know.
That's incredible.
But I think it's also my nature to just, I don't like all the Hollywood parties and having to do the schmoozing and all of that. More a simple life, even though we're very busy and we travel the world, we do all that. We do more with our businesses and with our charities. I'm an ambassador for Breakaway from Cancer. We do a lot for that charity. My father passed away from cancer when I was 13. So I've always wanted to be involved in something like that. So, you know, we keep ourselves busy doing things for other people, as well as really working hard with our businesses, our clothing businesses, and then also, of course, on The Bold and The Beautiful, and traveling the world for the show also, and doing press, and, for example, like what I'm doing here. So it's been a very full, very exciting life.
Catherine, you set such an amazing example, hey? I take my hat off to you, I really do. Catherine, your role as Brooke Logan has been highly prolific, as you know, right? Have you found that because of the longevity of the show, and in particular playing the same character for so long, it's kind of defined you as an actress, or do you feel you're easily able to cast for other roles?
I still continue to work in other films. I recently did a couple movies in Italy. I did a movie in Los Angeles earlier this year. Next year we're working on producing a film, so we'll see how that goes. So I'm, you know, kind of dabbling in a lot of different things. Of course, I love The Bold and The Beautiful and want to stay and but at the same time be able to stretch my wings and get out there and do other things. And it's given me so many opportunities, honestly, to be on that show and be on the show for so long, and to be working as an actress every day for, you know, for 30 years during a daily show. It's pretty amazing.
Wow, Catherine, so that's testament to your talent, eh? Because obviously soap opera has a very specific style of acting. So you're able to switch to the movie style of acting effortlessly.
Well, growing up and when I did start acting, I did movies. I did 5 films. I did more nighttime television. I did a lot of episodic and movies of the week and series, and then, of course, the movies. And then I got The Bold and the Beautiful. So I understood the different ways of acting. It is a little different. You have different cameras. You have different angles, different styles, different rhythm. And it's definitely something that you need to acquire.
Of course. Wow. Catherine, like, on a serious note here, okay, have the men in your life battled to deal with your line of work? You know, for example, you know, doing an intimate scene with Ron Moss, a.k.a. Rich Forrester, has it been something that's been very hard with the relationships you've had in your life, Catherine?
No, that's never really been an issue. No, I don't think so.
Catherine, who's the better looking Rich, Ron Moss or Thorsten Kay?
Oh, gosh. Now you're putting me on the spot.
Of course I
am. Wonderful. They're both wonderful people. They're amazing talents. They're, you know, Ron had a different way about him, and Thorsten is a different personality altogether. And Thorsten wanted to bring his own, you know, own style to the part and not try to copy what Ron did. And they're both very handsome. You know, they're in different ways, a little bit different ways.
Now, Catherine, you've always looked unbelievable, and I know you get this in every interview, but from what I can gather, you've stayed away from surgery, and it's due to your lifestyle that you look so incredible. What is your secret?
Well, I thank you very much. I'm involved in triathlon training and keeping my body in shape, and in turn, you think of nutrition. You have to eat well. You have to take care of yourself. You have to drink a lot of water. You can't have a crazy lifestyle. You have to have a good balance, and I do Ironman, and I'm here actually doing the Ironman World Championships 70.3 in Port Elizabeth on Saturday. So I'm competing in that. I'm also here with the Women for Tri, because I'm on the advisory board from the beginning for Women for Tri, which is kind of an offshoot of Ironman. We work with Ironman Foundation, and we raise money to get women involved in triathlon and become motivated and powerful and realize that anything is possible. So we really support women in that way. So it's wonderful because you're giving back, and that also gives so much to your own self. Mm. It brings happiness and peace, and it also it's great for the physical aspect of it.
Mm. Catherine,
you got to keep moving, you know? Got to keep moving.
You are remarkable. You really are. I mean, 70.3 World Championship Ironman. I get tired brushing my teeth in the morning, so hats off to you.
Oh, thank you.
Just last two questions, all right? I hear rumors of you looking to go to Australia. Is this true?
We go to Australia often, sometimes 2 to 4 times a year, because we have a line called Catherine Killingline Kaftan, mm-hmm. and we do another line for the TVSN, which is their home shopping network over there. On our line for them is Kelly's Closet. And so kind of kaftan, flowy, bathing suit cover-ups, some dresses, some tops, but we offer a wide range of things for women over there in Australia and New Zealand through their home shopping. And it's a lot of fun. It's been great. The women over there are wonderful. Of course, they love kaftans. It's all beachy weather and, you know, kind of similar to here. I see the beautiful beaches and, you know, the scenery. So we do. We travel a lot in Italy. We travel in Italy a lot. We travel in Australia, mostly for business. So, yeah.
Amazing. Now, because you're in South Africa, I thought it would only be fitting just to teach you some of our lingo, some of our Zulu. Are you okay with that?
Yes.
All right. So, I'm going to take one of your lines from your show, The Bold and the Beautiful, where you go, "I love you, Rich Forrester," but, you know, we're in South Africa. We're going to change Rich Forrester to Danny Gazelli. Okay. So, the line goes,
okay,
"Ingia Kutanda." Can you say that?
Ingia Kutanda?
That's it. So it goes, Ingia Kutanda.
Ingia Kutanda.
Perfect. Now all you got to do is add on Danny Gazelli. Ingia Kutanda, Danny Gazelli.
in Yucatando, Danny Kazeli.
Oh, you're a natural. Look at you go, Catherine.
I couldn't say anything right now, and I don't know what I'm saying.
I promise you, you just said, I love Danny Kazeli.
I'm taking your word for it.
You can trust me, I'm a DJ. Okay, the last one. You're going to need. You're going to need this one for your race, okay? When you do the Ironman, you're going to get thirsty. So I'm going to teach you how to say, please, can I have some water along the way?
I think I want water should be a good one for in any language, right?
Yeah, 100%. Okay, so this one is it's a hard one. Ngicela.
Ngicela.
So it's put your tongue against your palate and then close it towards your teeth. You'll make the sound. So it goes ngicela.
Ngicela.
Perfect. Ngicela amanzi. Amanzi means water. So it goes ngicela amanzi. Yeah, you know what? You do the Iron Man, you're a famous actress, and now you can speak Zulu. There's just no stopping. Catherine, I cannot thank you enough for your time, and I wish you an incredible stay here in South Africa.
Oh, thank you. Nice to talk to you.
Catch Catherine Kelly Lang on social media, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. The handle is @CatherineKellyLang. Danny Kazeli, East Coast Radio.